With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's Perek Rambam, the 15th chapter of Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh. The Rambam is continuing to say that Em Tirtza Leida Mekoyim Hayareach HaAmiti B'chol Yom SheTirtza. In other words, everything that we are learning is to figure out, to know exactly where the moon will be in the sky. And as we began yesterday explaining, it's not just to know where the moon is, but we have to know where the moon is, and we have to know where the sun is. And when this moon is underneath the sun, in relation to us, we will not see the moon at all, because the moon does not have any of its own light. It's only reflecting the light off the sun. So we have to see at least a sliver of the moon that is also facing the sun. And that happens when the moon goes a little bit away from the sun. And that is what we call the Moilad. And it is a mitzvah for the Beis Din to know exactly when the Moilad will become visible in Eretz Yisrael. And we started to explain yesterday that the Rebbe, as recorded in Yein Malchus Sefer Zman and Simen Mem Gimel, is explaining the inner meaning of the Moilad, that you have the Levana, the movement of the moon, which is representative of the Avoida of Tshuva. Why is it representative of the Avoida of Tshuva? Because by nature, the moon is changing. To our naked eye, it's different. Sometimes it's full, sometimes it's not full, sometimes it completely disappears. It waxes, it wanes. That's the meaning of a Baal Tshuva, someone who's not perfectly consistent, every day doing everything perfect. That's the concept of a tzaddik. And that's represented by the sun, which is taka, from our perspective, the same every single day. So you have the sun representing the avoida of tzaddikim, the avoida in which there is no change, it's always perfect, versus the moon that is representing the avoida of tshuva, representing the avoida of a person that is not perfect. But on the other hand, when we do tshuva, we go even beyond the tzaddik. Now, what's the inner meaning of Rosh Chodesh, now that we explained the above? Rosh Chodesh is really the moment when there is a union between the sun and the moon. Now, the perfect union happens when the moon is exactly underneath the sun. We b'chlal cannot see the moon, because all of its light is being reflected back to the sun, but not to us. So we don't appreciate it. The Moilad, which is Rosh Chodesh, is the moment when the moon is still very underneath the sun. It's not exactly underneath the sun, but we can see a little sliver of it. But we're only seeing a little sliver, which will help us appreciate that the moon is more or less underneath the sun, which is the concept of a yichud of the sun and the moon. What's the inyan of the yichud of the sun and the moon, the way the Rebbe explains it? He says that there is a unique quality that we have by Baal Tshuva. And that quality is what we call the quality of lechatchila ribir, of jumping. And that's the whole concept of a Baal Tshuva. That even if a person for a moment is on a lowly level, in one moment they can jump min hakotze el hakotze. And this inyan of lechatchila ribir is something that a tzaddik should also aspire to have, even though the tzaddik doesn't need it the way the Baal Tshuva needs it. So the Rebbe explains, thus is the inyan of Rosh Chodesh, that's the concept of the yichud of the shemesh on the moon, which is the concept of imbuing and infusing in the tzaddik also the avoida of lechatchila ribir.